Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive. And, you know, today we're going a little bit off the beaten path.
Oh.
Yeah, we're looking at non-university teaching.
Okay.
So this is really interesting. We're diving into the work of Professor Maynard Gurry Gordabile from the University of the Basque Country. And she's got this really impressive record of sharing her expertise outside of just the university setting.
Interesting.
And we're talking about like over 100 training courses.
Wow.
That she's designed for professionals working with kids and teenagers. So, you know, think teachers, psychologists, social workers, that whole realm.
That's pretty impressive.
It is. It's a lot. And I'm really excited to dig into it.
Yeah. I think what's fascinating to me right off the bat is just thinking about the scope of reaching so many different professionals and across such a variety of sectors.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking schools, we're talking hospitals, you know, government agencies, private institutions.
It's a lot.
It is. And it really suggests to me a real commitment to knowledge transfer.
Absolutely. Like, this isn't just a one-off kind of thing. This is really like a dedicated effort to work with people who are working directly with young people.
Yeah. And when you think about the influence of, you know, one teacher or one therapist.
Absolutely.
You can kind of extrapolate out and think about the ripple effect that these courses could have.
Huge.
Yeah.
And it makes you think, you know, even for our listeners out there, the importance of, you know, constantly learning,
professional development,
staying up to date.
It's so important,
especially in these fields that are so dynamic and constantly changing.
Absolutely. Especially when you're, you know, dealing with the well-being of kids and adolescents.
Yeah. So, okay, let's get down to it. I'm really curious, like, what are these courses about? Over 100 courses.
I know. It's amazing.
What are we talking about here?
So there's just such a range, you know, just to give you a little taste, we've got one course called The Game as an Instrument of Development in Childhood and Adolescence. And then another one is Cyber Program 2.0, Psychoeducational Prevention and Intervention Program to Prevent and Intervene on Bullying and Cyberbullying.
Wow, those are like some really weighty titles.
Yeah.
I mean, that Cyber Program 2.0, that just jumps out at me.
Of course.
Cyberbullying is such a huge issue.
Absolutely.
But like, play as an instrument with teenagers? Does that even work?
That's a really interesting question.
Like, are they past that?
And, you know, I think that's where the nuance comes in. I'm sure that the course explores that. And I think while teenagers might not be engaging in, you know, traditional play, the principles, like creativity, social interaction, and emotional regulation are all still so relevant.
Okay, so it's not about bringing out the Lego blocks necessarily.
Right.
It's about tapping into that core element of play.
Exactly. And how it can foster development in different ways.
I'm seeing how these courses are really going beyond just like techniques and strategies.
Yeah.
And really getting into like the underlying psychological principles.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, I think, where her background as a researcher really comes into play.
Yeah.
You know, she's translating that complex research into these practical strategies.
Right. Oh, that's great.
That people can actually use in their work.
It's so cool to think about, you know, somebody taking these principles.
Yeah.
And actually, like, putting them into practice.
Right.
So do you think these courses have, like, you know, real-world examples, like case studies?
I'm sure.
Exercises, role-playing?
Yeah, you have to. I mean, the goal is to really empower these professionals, right?
Exactly.
Just to give them information.
Yeah.
So I would imagine it's very hands-on. And, you know, it would be really interesting to hear from some of the people who have actually taken the courses.
Totally.
To see, you know, how they've implemented the things they've learned.
Like, picture somebody, you know, who took that cyberbullying program.
Right.
And then goes back to their school. And is like, all right, let's put this into action.
Yeah. Are they seeing, you know, a change in the way they're working with students?
Or, you know, a teacher
who
takes the play course and then goes back and like totally shifts the dynamic of their classroom.
It's really amazing to think about the impact that's happening, you know, as a result of these trainings.
And the fact that like, you know, these courses are happening in all these different places.
Right.
Like you said, government agencies, schools, hospitals, private institutions.
It speaks to the need.
Yeah.
You know, that these organizations have for, you know, really high quality professional development in these fields.
So, you know, we've talked a lot about the application of this stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm also curious, you know, like what about the theoretical frameworks that inform her work?
That's a great question. And I think that would be a really interesting area to dig into further.
Yeah.
You know, does she align with a particular school of thought or, you know, is it kind of a blend?
Yeah.
But I think it's safe to say, you know, from the topics that we've seen, that play-based learning and this focus on social emotional development, you know, it kind of points to a certain understanding of how important that is for kids and teenagers.
It's like she's taking these big ideas from the research world.
Right.
And translating them.
Making them accessible.
Yeah, for the people who are actually working with the kids.
Yeah, bridging that gap between research and practice.
Totally.
Yeah.
Which ultimately, I think, leads to, you know, better support for young people.
Absolutely.
Makes you think about what we can all do.
It does.
You know, even if we're not a university professor.
Right.
With like 100 courses.
Right. We all have something to offer.
Exactly. And like knowledge that we can share.
Yeah.
To help others.
Think about your own skills,
yeah.
The insights you've gained.
Okay.
What are you passionate about?
Yeah.
What can you share?
You know what? It's funny you should say that.
What?
This has got me thinking. I've been wanting to volunteer.
Oh, cool.
At this local youth center.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, maybe I could do like a little workshop.
Nice.
On digital literacy or online safety.
That's a great idea.
You know, it's not a full-blown course, but...
But it's a start.
It's something, right?
Yeah, and I think that really gets to the heart of what we're talking about.
Like finding a need.
Right.
Sharing your expertise.
And then empowering others.
Totally.
To, you know, maybe make their own ripple effect.
I love that.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing how, like, diving into somebody else's work...
Right.
...can really spark ideas...
Totally.
...for yourself.
Well, I think this has been a really fascinating look...
It has.
...at Professor Gregordabil's work.
Yeah, she's really set a great example...
Absolutely.
...of what it means to, like, put knowledge into action.
Yeah.
You know, and use it to really make a difference.
And for our listeners out there, you know, as we wrap up this deep dive, we really encourage you to think about your own potential for knowledge sharing.
Yes.
And what gifts do you have to offer?
That's such a good question.
It is. You know, what can you do, even in a small way, to empower others?
Totally.
And to contribute to, you know, a brighter future.
Well said. I think that's a perfect note to end on.
I agree.
So thank you, everybody, for joining us on another deep dive.
Until next time.